The Purple Project Podcast Daily continues. Eddie Greer back for another edition of the podcast Triple P, all things K-State athletics. For those of you new listening to this podcast for the first time, appreciate you. If you're not a K-State fan, appreciate you for downloading this. K-State Nation, another postseason accolade. Could be up for another K-State athletic. So let's just go down to it. Actually, let's just go down to what I have for you on tap tonight here on the podcast here. Track and field here as we talk about one of the ladies who I've mentioned on the show quite consistently here on the show. None other than Lauren Talbert, obviously the four-time All-American in 2021. Dr. Gerald Lage Academic Achievement Award recipient Lauren Talbert has been selected as K-State's nominee for the 2021 NCAA Woman of the Year Award. And for those of you who don't know where that is, what award that is, got a little information for y'all. K-State Nation, established in 1991, the NCAA Woman of the Year Award is rooted entitled IX and recognizes graduating female college athletes who have exhausted their NCAA eligibility, distinguished themselves in academics, athletics, service, and leadership throughout their college careers. The NCAA encouraged member schools to honor their top graduating female college athletes by nominating them for the Woman of the Year Award. Schools can recognize two nominees if at least one is woman of color or international student athlete. Talbert was just named the 2021 Outdoor All-American second team for the heptathlon after placing 15th with 5,436 points. She was the runner-up in the heptathlon at the Big 12 Outdoor Championships this past May, scoring 5,772 points and helped the 4x400 meter relay team to finish sixth with a time of just over 3 minutes and 38.46 seconds. And Talbert from Casper, Wyoming, has excelled in the classroom during her 4 years as a K-Stater. During her freshman campaign, Lauren received recognition on the 2017 Academic All-Big 12 Rookie Team. For three consecutive years, the multi-athlete was named to the USTF CCCA All-Academic Team and is a four-time Academic All-Big 12 First Team recipient. And this past spring, she was also honored with the Dr. Gerald Lage Academic Achievement Award, which is the Big 12's highest achievement honor. Oh, a.k.a. Well, I didn't even know about this until reading this earlier this week. So, another shout-out, Lauren. Congratulations on that. In the K-State's all-time top 10 performers list, Talbert finds herself ranked fourth in the indoor pentathlon with 4,352 points, which was achieved at the Razorback Invitational last year in 2020 during that pandemic season. She also ranks fifth all-time in the heptathlon after earning over, again, her 5,000 points, 831 at the Gym Click combined events this year. In addition, she placed sixth in the outdoor 400-meter hurdles with a time of 58 seconds and ninth in the indoor 60-meter hurdles, finishing 8.42 seconds. And of course, Talbert is a recent graduate of K-State. This past May, she just graduated with a bachelor's degree in human development, family science, and family science gerontology. I never heard of that before. With a minor in leadership studies, she plans to continue training to reach her long-term goals of making a world/Olympic team. In the meantime, Lauren Talbert plans on working with elderly adults. After that, she plans to go to professional school and become an occupational therapist and specialize in geriatrics as well. And also, the selection committee will determine the top three honorees in each division from the top 30 in the 9 finalists will be announced coming this fall as well. So, Lauren Talbert, folks, K-State Nation, continuing this to rack up the posts and accolades there. And again, congratulations to Lauren on gained the award for the Gerald Lage Recipient Award, the Big 12's highest award right there. Huge, huge right there for Lauren Talbert. So again, her, and you got to go back to TJ Sankar as well, well represented for the track team in the men and females side respectively. So congratulations to them both. And Lauren continues to as the Olympics are currently underway. Obviously, the opening ceremony, it's weird. You know, it's weird that the opening ceremonies are tomorrow night while the Olympics just started. Some of the Olympics anyway, the games of the Olympics in Tokyo have already started. That's kind of weird. We're not even in the opening ceremonies yet, and we got things started, but I finally signed up, got to watch a little softball USA take care of business last night there. On the diamond, they're 2-0 already early. Soccer taking a big kick to the rear end, getting shut out by Sweden yesterday, or was it 2 nights ago, somewhere in there. So, but hey, there's still a lot of games left there, and so the soccer team needs to get their heads in gear. The girls, the women's soccer team, I'm speaking towards you as well. So Lauren Talbert, her goal is to trying to reach a world and Olympic team someday. Well, this will go a long ways doing that. So great work by Lauren Talbert, and of course she did very well in one of I talked about her in one of the dailies early on in the spring as well. So she's doing, keep up the good work, Lauren, on both on and off the track field. So there's that as well. But folks, I will continue this dailies, obviously. Just getting home and recording this now before settling into some more Olympic games. And obviously, tomorrow is the ceremonies. And yeah, I find it kind of strange that they're still having no spectators over there in Tokyo. So you take it what it is there. But the games must go on and proceed, so it's going to be interesting there. But like I said, there's still a lot of Olympic games left and a lot of action still yet to be unfolded. Meanwhile, the countdown continues to refilling Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Folks, we're around 50 days left. Obviously, September 4th, we're going to be in Arlington. Well, the Cats football team, Chris Klein, will be in Arlington against Stanford Cardinal. Big game there. Obviously, Southern Illinois right here in Manhattan, Kansas. If you feel the bill, the campaign is out. So definitely anxious to get back there to a full stadium of purple. I'm going to leave it there for now. Appreciate y'all for listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily. If you have not listened to episode 57 of the podcast, please do that as well. If you missed out on any of the recent episodes as well, you're looking for more K-State good content throughout the summer here. We're almost coming up to the end of July already, folks, and before you know it, I'm gonna be talking a lot of football between now and then. It's nice to get in high gear with football. We're gonna have a lot of coverage there between the weekly podcast and the dailies as well. Make sure y'all stay tuned to the Purple Project Podcast, weekly and daily editions of the show. Go Cats. Eddie Greer signing out for now. We'll talk to you in the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.